At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back, everybody, for the Houston Astros edition of the series prediction from the Bastards of Boston Baseball. Is it deja vu? Does it feel like we just played this team? Well, you are correct, because we just did, but this time it's on our turf. No time better than the present to get into it. For the first game, we got Christian Javier against Chris Sale. Nick, who do you have in game one?
It's time for Javier to get a loss. I am so sick of looking at his record at 9-2 with a high 4 ERA. He got off the hook last week because James Paxton was just a mess of an outing from that. The biggest struggle that I have had in these predictions is whenever I say Chris Sale is going to pitch well, he shits the bed. Whenever he doesn't, or whenever he just throws well. I am going to go with Chris Sale keeping the Red Sox competitive and getting them into a chance to win tomorrow night. It's time for the Red Sox to start the series off on the right foot against the Astros. Get it done tomorrow night. Sale victory.
Swear jar. So anyway, I'm up next. All right. So here's the thing. Javier didn't look great. You know, three or four earned runs. I forgot what it was. And definitely walked three, only struck out three. Not a great outing for him, basically from start to finish. Only went five innings as well. Chris Sale didn't look great early, but settled down pretty well. And I think they were still kind of taking it easy on him. I think his pitch count might have been like 80 or 85. I'm guessing there's no more concerns about that. I mean, I don't think they'll let him go like blow past 100 or anything, but I don't think there's a hard number in mind with Sale. He did give up four earned, but like I said, that was mostly early, and he went on to strike out nine batters. So for that reason, I will give the Red Sox the edge in the rematch here. I mean, which one is going to make the better adjustments, really, is what it all comes down to for me. The Astros did sweep the Tigers over the weekend, which probably an easy thing for them. Hard thing for the Red Sox at times with bad teams, but so they do have a little bit of momentum as well, but still edge to the Red Sox in game one.
Uh-oh. I think this is going to be a clean sweep for the guys in game one. I, too, like the Red Sox. I think they were all over Javier last time out. We had looked at this as one of the winnable games in the last series. And, you know, Minute Maid Park had been a house of horrors for Boston for many years. And, you know, I think things started to shift a little bit. Obviously, you know, 2018 withstanding, but Sale looked better as that start went on. He appeared to get stronger, which is, you know, something we haven't seen from him in the past couple of years. I like the Red Sox to get it done. The offense started to pick it up again, you know, in the back half of these last couple of games. And, you know, the signs of life are good, you know, back in the friendly Fenway Park. I think the Red Sox get it done in game one. Nick, for game two, we have JP France against Brian Bayo. Who do you have for game two?
JP France got shattered last time out for 11 runs. I don't know how the guy comes back after having to face the Red Sox again when the team just kicked his butt. So to see an adjustment made significantly from JP France is going to be a stretch for me to see. I also like how Bayo is pitching at night. It avoids the Wednesday afternoon game, so I'm really happy on getting him into his comfort zone at Fenway Park, throwing at night. Call me Mr. Optimistic right now. Red Sox take Tuesday.
Terry, who do you have in game two?
I don't think J.P. France is going to give up 10 earned runs on 11 hits again. I think that number comes down relatively dramatically. And I don't think Brian Bayo is going to go 7 innings of just one run ball. Having said that, I think the Red Sox still have the edge here. It's going to be fascinating to see if France figures it out and can, you know, get outs. He only lasted 2 1/3. So we'll see what the Astros pitching program looks like, you know, with a quick turnaround, and, you know, see what they can do. But I think it'll be a much closer game, but again, edge to the Red Sox.
Couple of optimistic guys here on the podcast. I myself play a lot of fantasy baseball, so I'm always looking at stat lines, and it surprises me how often you'll get a guy 2 innings, 8 earned, you know, a billion hits, no strikeouts, and that's exactly what J.P. France had against the Red Sox, but a mere, you know, 5 days ago. I think he's going to make some adjustments. You know, I think it's got to be one of the ones where you just flush it, and if the Red Sox don't get on him early, I think he's going to settle in, and we're going to have a real tough time. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be the Astros in Game 2.
Wow.
If the Red Sox can get to him early, though, it'll be a different tune. If the Red Sox can get to France early, I do like their chances, but they got to hit him early. They got to hit him often.
Has that ever happened before, Terry? Terry and I agree, and Cody goes the other way? I don't think so.
See, we have a spectrum here, and I'm on the far pessimistic end, and Cody's the furthest. I wouldn't call him an eternal optimist, but he's definitely the furthest out there on that end. So it's a shocking pick from Cody.
You know, we just I feel it in my bones, and I don't like it. I gotta say, I'm not a fan of this. I don't choose to live this way. but for Game 3, we got Framber Valdez, who somehow is 9-9. Going up against Cutter Crawford. That's that Wednesday 4:10 Eastern start. Nick, who do you got in Game 3?
I so want to go with a sweep. I so want to do it, but I don't think I can. And the reason that I don't think I can is Cutter Crawford has been a real surprise this season. I think that's the best way of describing it. He's given this team more than I think they ever could have imagined. I just don't see that happening on Wednesday afternoon. And I'm also going to put my foot down on this one too for a loss, because we all know how Alex Cora loves that multiple days of rest for his lovely players. Mark my words, you will see a getaway lineup card on Wednesday afternoon. He will not give it his all for his roster that is assembled that day. You'll probably see Devers out again. You'll probably see Turner out, whatever it is. And they'll punt this game away. That's how I look at that. So I do think the Red Sox can take 2 of 3 in this series. But Wednesday, I just don't see it. They want to use that double day off. Double those days off, Mr. Alex Cora. And they'll go on their way to Kansas City.
Terry, over to you.
It's going to be Turner and Duvall both getting the day off. The two hottest guys that are like missile launchers in the batter's box, I feel like. But having said that, I don't remember the last time I picked Cutter Crawford to win a game. I don't know if I did it in the Detroit series, which was 3 starts ago for him. I definitely didn't have him winning the Yankees series, so he proved me wrong there. But I'm not picking him here against the Houston Astros, who, like I said, have a bit of momentum. And I know we took 2 from them, but they've won, let's see, 5 out of their last 7. So I just feel like I think Crawford's going to get tattooed, you know, and he only gave up 2 runs against the Dodgers. But I think he's going to have a much shorter outing here. And Framber Valdez was considered to be, you know, I don't know if favorite would be the word for it, but a lot of people thought he would be in the Cy Young running, and probably won't finish in the top 3, but still having a pretty solid year. And I think he can probably hold the Red Sox to just one or two runs compared to maybe five or six for Crawford. I think it's going to be that bad. So I do not have a sweep here. I think the Astros will take game three.
Unfortunately for me, I think the Astros take game three as well. I think Valdez is just a little bit too special. His pitch mix, that curveball, the off speed is just going to be a little bit too much. Nick might be onto something with the double rest day. And if we get one of those getaway lineups days, this is not the guy to go up against to get a victory. I think it all adds up to be a little bit too much for Cutter and the boys to overcome. So I too have the Astros in game three. So that's what, 2-1 for both of you guys and 1-2 for me.
That's how we picked it.
All righty. Anything else that you gentlemen wanted to add about the series predictions coming up? All righty. Well, that'll wrap it for us here tonight. We want to thank all of our loyal listeners and to our first-time listeners as well. We appreciate all of you. Whether you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we thank you. Everyone have a great night and take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.